Well, didn't I tell you Larry Weber's going to be excited about the forecast? Larry Weber's kind of excited about the forecast. Our host for Backyard Almanac, author, educator, naturalist, Larry Weber. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. We had a return to the cold here this morning. We had minus 11, clear skies. Quite a change from yesterday morning and the day before. I'll say more about that in a moment. But looking at the first half of February, we have had an average temperature of 3 above, and that was that only happened because of the last day or two. Had we not had those, we would have had an average temperature of about 0 or even a little bit below. Yeah, so we had chilly. We are going to have a change, of course, in the second half. And I predicted that from the beginning, you know, that's the way February is. The second half is often quite different from the first half. The statistic of snow and precipitation, I mentioned beginning of the month, we don't get snowstorms in February very often, and we don't get a lot of precipitation. Well, as of the first half of the month, the amount of snow was a little bit less than 2 inches of snow. And, of course, if you extrapolate that, that would have 4 inches of snow for the whole month of February. And I don't think that's going to happen. Now, getting to the forecast, we are possibly going to be getting some snow, I guess, starting Saturday night and going into Sunday. We'll see what that amounts to. February snows, as I said, usually don't amount to a lot. I have seen it happen, but it just doesn't happen very often. Nevertheless, one thing we have had a tremendous amount of this month has been clear skies and sunlight. Now, even though it's been chilly, those clear skies and sunlight do a few things. We may have noticed that if you have snow on the driveway or such, that as these clear skies penetrate into that, they warm. There's a little microclimate that is built up there in the dark pavement or whatever it may be, and it warms it enough that it can melt. Now, there's other places we can see that besides there. I've been noticing a great deal lately. I have a road near me here that goes east-west, and if you drive along that and look to the north side of the road faces the south. There, I just hit all four directions. Anyway, that south-facing gets a lot of sunlight, and it melts. It gets warmer there. It melts, and now along that road we have bare ground almost all the way along the road. And so that's with a lot of that sunlight would happen. Other places, once again, during my walks near the woods, I like to stop and take a look at the trees. And at the base of the trees, especially deciduous trees, are the circles. Now, tree circles are not unusual. We get them every year as we get into late February and early March. And what happens is the dark bark of the tree absorbs some of the sunlight. Now, keep in mind, the days continue to get longer, 10 hours and 20 minutes today, stretching to 11 hours by the end of the month. And that's a lot of hours for the trees to be out there. And if we get sunlight like we have been doing, they absorb that. Dark things will absorb the sunlight, and then they radiate it back out into the snow, and it melts around the snow. And you have all these trees out there with little circles around them. I refer to them as tree circles. I think some people call them tree wells. But anyway, that has been happening. And the longer days have started to bring out a few other things. Once again, doing a little bit of driving in the last few days, I passed a growth of birch trees. Birch trees, of course, are best known by the white bark. But if you look high up on the top of the birch trees at this time, you'll see a kind of a tint of burgundy. That is the twigs way up there. As we get late into the winter, the twigs tend to turn a little bit of a color. Well, once I saw that, I decided to start checking other trees, and I noticed among the willows, there's a lot of willows out there that have red twigs and yellow twigs. And there's even some maples, small maples, that have red twigs. But when it comes to red twigs, none of them are more dazzling right now. And I saw it as recently as yesterday. None of them are more dazzling right now than the small tree called the red osier dogwood. And the red osier dogwood, all the branches, all the way down to the ground, turn bright red as we get into late winter. Well, if that can happen, other things can happen. So during a walk yesterday, I started looking at a couple of other trees. I looked at the quaking aspen, and I looked at the willows. And both of them had some buds starting to open. The furry buds of quaking aspen and willow that we call pussy willow early in the season are always a harbinger of spring. They usually open in March. It's not unusual to see them open in late February. And if you know what to look for and if you know where they are, some trees will be a little earlier than others. So not all of them are going to be opening yet. But I would say soon, maybe within a week or 10 days, we're going to see more of that. Yeah, the longer days bring about other changes, and the mild temperatures bring about other changes. The real cold days bring most of the birds to the bird feeder. The mild days bring fewer. And yesterday we had some mild days and the day before. And so as a result, I didn't see quite as many birds at the bird feeder, but I saw the usuals, woodpeckers, nuthatches, chickadees, blue jays. Redpoll flock has been hanging around, but it was interesting to note in the last 2 days the flock was smaller than had it been earlier. Now, I don't know. Today it's going to be colder. They might return. We also still have a junco that has wintered with us all winter. The pine grosbeaks are interesting. It's been a very good year for seeing pine grosbeaks at the bird feeder. I saw as many as 15. Well, they are going down now. And it could be that I've seen the last one. They are interesting. They are quick, early to move on. And usually by the 1st of March, they have gone. They have moved on. We had a visit yesterday again from the wild turkeys. Barred owls are active nearby. Ruff grouse, I've been seeing their tracks. So other critters are active. And, of course, the usual crows and ravens are very active, and the woodpeckers are drumming. So even with the minus 11 temperature this morning, we're still getting that. Also, plenty of tracks out in the snow. And right now, we need a new snow cover, and the new snow cover will be a little coating over all the old tracks that are out there, and then get out about a day or a day and a half after the new snow, and you'll see plenty more tracks. Even with the snow being as is, I still have been seeing lots of them, including the snowshoe hare. Every day I see just lots of snowshoe hare tracks. So there's plenty going on, and for those who want to keep track of it, we are in the new moon phase right now. Beautiful time to get out and do stargazing. And Jupiter is still nice and bright in the early morning. And Lisa, I know you're an early morning person. So, yes, welcome to the 20th of February.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, it's the Sac Zim Birding Festival coming up this weekend. Registration is closed for that event, but folks will have the opportunity to not only hear Laura Erickson's keynote speech at the festival, they will, unless it's like blizzarding, have the opportunity to go tracking with Larry on Sunday morning.
Weather permitting, of course.
Weather permitting, of course. Larry, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a treat. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.